Back on the game, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, all here with you. Earlier in the show, I made the pitch that the least millennial thing going in the world is the Major League Baseball draft. It's long, it's boring, there's 40 rounds, nobody's heard of any of the guys that are actually being drafted, and you got to wait 3 to 5 years generally for the payoff. At best, 6 months, really, for the payoff here. Millennials don't have time to wait 6 minutes for anything. So I really do think it is the least millennial-friendly thing, probably in sports as of right now. But as we were sitting here during one of the breaks, I came across this story. McDonald's will use Snapchat to hire for 250,000 summer jobs. So they're going to send ads through Snapchat, which really, especially if you get 3-4 years younger than myself, is taking over text messaging for the way that people talk and communicate. Snapchat's a good way to go. Here is what baseball should do. Those little Snapchat-like stories that pop up at the bottom that are like the Wall Street Journal and, Complex, whatever it is that you're following. Major League Baseball just needs to have one. Follow the MLB draft. And then you can click on the little Snapchat story. Maybe that will get some people looking at what's going on in the Major League Baseball draft.
I doubt it, but I appreciate the thought that you put into that.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. That wouldn't work. Okay, you can have the floor to talk about Adam West dying. Because here's, you know what? If we want a bit to play this summer, you honestly should just start quizzing me on some of the most famous movies of all time. Because I'm just the opposite of a movie buff. I never really watched many movies growing up. I would rather watch SportsCenter, K-State football highlight tapes. I mean, honestly, that's what I did instead of watching movies. And nowadays, I do like a lot of TV shows, but I'd rather do that than I would really watch a movie. Unless it's a comedy. I like comedies a lot. But if it's outside of that, you're talking about classic movies. You asked me about The Godfather earlier. I don't really have too much. And Batman falls into that category. Like, there might be nothing that interests me less than superhero movies.
Well, he was...
It does nothing for me.
He was in Batman the TV series through
okay,
the 60s.
Okay, well, whatever.
But, I mean, the guy...
I'm just saying, these famous movies, TVs, whenever a famous actor or actress, whatever it is, like, passes away here, most of the time I'm just like, I don't understand
who?
The gravity of the situation. Yeah, because Tyler was trying to convince me here during the break that this was something important that we should talk about.
I just think it's
well,
it's,
and look, I'm not saying I'm saying you may be right. I'm saying you may be right because I am the wrong guy to ask about these things. I have no concept of it.
Well, Adam West was in more than 100 movies and TV series through the course of his career, which spans 7 decades. By the way, he started his work a long time ago. And he was kind of the male version of Betty White in terms of he just refused to retire. He died over the weekend at 88, but he was still working on active projects until the day that he passed away. And I mean, I think that he deserves a lot of respect for that. Now, it created a lot of conversation over the weekend because everyone was paying their condolences, but then you had the younger generation saying, well, the Batman TV series from the 60s, come on, the Dark Knight movie franchise from the last 10 years or so, that's the best Batman of all time, Christian Bale. And you have those people going back and forth, which is, you know, pretty typical when a really old movie and TV star that dies. But everyone knew who Adam West was. I just think that he was one of the more well-known TV personalities of the last century.
Well, here is what I know about Adam West. I know that his character is on Family Guy all the time.
He played himself on a lot of different TV shows.
And I don't even like Family Guy all that much. It's okay. But I've seen it enough there to know that. And then the other thing, you hear me talk about this all the time. One of my favorite national sports talk shows to listen to is the Dan Le Batard Show. Adam West actually was a fairly regular guest on the Dan Le Batard Show. So I had heard him a handful of times there as well. But the Batman part didn't really do it for me. I got nothing on that. Can we go to the phones?
Sure.
Do we need to do anything else here for Adam West?
No, that's fine.
Okay. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350 to call the show. Back from the dead, Charles from Wamego. What's up, Charles?
My mom was very sick and died, and so that's why I haven't been in. I think I called you guys like twice in late December and early January, and that's been it.
Well, I apologize. My condolences there, Charles. And I apologize. I was excited to see that you called.
I know it, John. I know what you meant. Don't worry about it. I've talked to you enough times. I know what you meant.
Okay.
Well, at least we can agree also that Adam West was the greatest entertainer ever with the last name of West.
Yes. Bringing it strong. Thank you, Charles. Thank you. That was good. That was good. I'll give you that.
And since you're talking to Phil Steele tomorrow, 5 straight years, he's overrated Texas. I'm saying this is going to be year number 6. I just don't see it. I mean, granted, I've been a little bit out of touch, so maybe Texas has added something. But every year everybody wants to make every year, Texas, last 5 years, Texas made Phil Steele's surprise team or most improved team list. And I don't know if they have, well, I assume they have this year since he's got them tied for 3rd in the conference. I don't know. I think this is going to be an interesting year in the Big 12 football. I think it's a prove-it year for Mike Gundy. If Mike Gundy wants to be a great coach, this is the year they need to win the conference. And one final question for you guys. I have no idea. Did Jonathan Motley stay in the draft, or did he decide to go back to Baylor?
Boy, I feel like he's still in the draft, but I don't – we can look that up real quick. My theory on Texas – well, for one, Texas always makes the Phil Steele most improved list because, I mean, well, when you're not very good, there's a lot of room to go up. And I just think he is so formulaic with everything that looking at the talent that they have and the recruiting rankings and that stuff, somehow in the way he just uses the formulas and plugging everything in, it just consistently overvalues the same teams.
That's true, but he admits that he goes away from his formula with Kansas State sometimes, that he'll pick us up a notch or two higher than what he thinks our talent merits because Bill Snyder's our coach.
Yeah, that is true. He said that on our airwaves last year.
Charles, I have 2 bits of information for you. Number one, from what I can tell, Jonathan Motley stayed in the draft. Number two, Texas is Phil Steele's number 9 surprise team, and K-State is his 11th surprise team.
Well, picking K-State 3rd really isn't a surprise, in my opinion. I told you guys, well, way back in November that I thought we'd be picked 3rd in the conference for this coming year. I mean, it just, I don't know. 3rd is where I think we're locked in. I think we're clearly not as good as the top 2, and I think we're clearly better than TCU or Texas.
Yeah, I think that will likely be the general consensus with all the projections out there. Charles, really appreciate the phone call, man. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll head to one final break, wrap things up with You Can't Be Serious. This is fairly commonplace when we have NBA Finals, the Super Bowl, World Series, whatever it is, ticket prices. But I just, especially because of the circumstances in this game, it is nuts what people are paying to go to Game 5 tonight to watch Warriors-Cavs. That's in You Can't Be Serious next.